Good morning and welcome to Public Affairs, brought to you by KNDY Radio. I am your host, Stacey Mayer. Joining me today is Maybelle Circle. Maybelle is a retired teacher from USD 364. Welcome.
Thank you.
Maybelle, I am so excited to have you here as one of your former students, but I'm also excited for you. Maybelle has recently been awarded the State Achievement Award at the annual Kansas State Convention at Delta Kappa Gamma. The award is presented annually to one member in recognition of significant service to the state and education. Maybelle, can you talk to our listeners about how many years you've been involved with Delta Kappa Gamma and what capacities you've served within the organization?
I joined 53 years ago, back when you had to have taught 5 years before you even considered to be a member. Nowadays, you know, ladies can go in a lot sooner than I did. And I was quite active in the local chapter, and then a good friend of mine from Pratt said, how about if I nominate you? And I said, oh, heavens, I'm not that important. And then another friend from Russell, when she became state president, she said, I want you as music chairman. And I served that for 10 years. I had fun working with ladies and singing and had a choir and got to meet a lot of people across the state. And then because I'd served 10 years, I couldn't serve anymore. So then I was appointed to another committee. And then this lady wanted to nominate me for president. And I said, no, no. So she nominated me for vice president. And I served there for 2 years and then moved up, because that's what usually everybody did, into president, and served there for 2 years. And then served 2 years after that as past president. And because of that, I got to go to a lot of different places in Kansas and meet a lot of wonderful ladies, and traveled to international conventions all across the United States. Delta Kappa Gamma is a large organization. It started back in Austin, Texas, back in the 29. And then from there, it just grew. Kansas became a state in 36, and there are other states in the United States. And matter of fact, there are chapters in every state of the United States and 17 countries. So it is a big organization. And now, even though we're teachers, people teach in a lot of other different things. People can be members by being county extension agent, or someone that works with kids just in different places. So it's a very interesting organization to belong to, and I have enjoyed being, you know, in the chapter.
You don't have to be a teacher or have a teaching license to be a member.
No, not now, because they finally realize that there are people who teach, you know, in various places.
Maybelle, reflecting back, you taught music for how many years in the public school system here?
I was here for 42 years, and then decided I needed to move on, and I moved on, and then I went up to Beatrice, to Southeast, and I taught music up there for 3 years, and so that made a total of 45.
What is your favorite teaching moment looking back?
Oh, I got on to the Orff method of teaching music, which has come from Karl Orff, who was in Germany, and we used instruments, and it was always fun for the kids to come, and there were times they just run into the classroom so they could get to their favorite instrument, and that was always fun to see. And then I also had an elementary choir that sang in various places, and we traveled. Matter of fact, I even took them down to Manhattan to the mall, and we sang down there. We sang various places, and it was fun to see the kids enjoy music and love to learn. And I hope you enjoyed music.
I did and still do. And I remember the days when the instruments were out in the classroom and we came in and could pick what we wanted to play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Maybelle, what does it mean to you to be honored with this award?
Well, it was a surprise, truthfully. I mean, there are so many people across the state that belong that are worthy of being nominated, and I was surprised that it went to me. It really was. It was a surprise.
A wonderful surprise for a wonderful lady who has had a wonderful career, and you've given a lot to Delta Kappa Gamma and to our community.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I'm still doing music. I have a bell choir at church, and I love working with that. And there's the community choir that I direct, and we will be working on a Christmas cantata when September shows up.
I'd like to thank Maybelle for joining us today, and thank you, the listeners, for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next Saturday for another edition of Public Affairs on KNDY Radio.